study day to Robert Yishai, Lisa.
Morning everybody, Shalom Aleichem, Gudvach. Today I want to discuss something a bit interesting. I don't know if it's ever been discussed on Torah, which is the halachas, some halachas, there's many halachas relevant to knives. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't pulled over this morning with my boot full of dangerous things. Might have been hard to explain, but here we are. Hilchas knives. Starting off straight away with a shaila that came up as soon as I walked into the room. Which is how can I walk into the Beis HaMedrash with a knife? You might ask. Which is my first question today. Where does this question stem from? It actually stems from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Vav. Mutter lekoneis beBeis HaKnesses beMakla. It's mutter to come to shul with your stick of a sarmila of afundosai, which are two types of bags. You're able to come in with your stick and your bag, says the Mechaba. V'yesh oshim nekonesbo besakin orach. There are those that asa walking in with a long knife, o barosh magula, with a uncovered head. So how can I've got a few knives over here? How can it be that I can walk into a Beis HaMedrash or a Mokim Torah like this, go walk through the shul with these various knives? So to understand how we can answer this question and how it's okay for me to be here with all these things, first we have to understand a little bit about where the Issa comes from and a bit about it as well. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chof Beis that the reason why you can't enter with a long knife, he brings from earlier Acharonim and Rishonim, is because a Beis HaKnesses is miyuchad for tefillah, which lengthens a man's life. It mentions lengthens his days, and a knife and all these sharp instruments are usually shorten a man's life. Therefore, one shouldn't enter these seemingly contradictive instruments into a shul. The Elio Rabba writes that his opinion is that one doesn't have to be machmeh unless the knives are revealed. If they're covered in some sort of holster, which some of these knives are, then you do not need to worry about it. What about davening not in a shul with a knife on you? The Kaf HaChaim writes that one should not be carrying anything made of metal on him at the time that he davens. Alpi Kabbalah, that Yaakov is blessed with some sort of ruchnias, Esav is blessed with the power of the sword, and to have these two things together, Alpi Kabbalah, doesn't quite shtim, and one should not be carrying anything made of metal while he davens. What about your belt or your glasses? These seem to be okay because you're wearing them. However, carrying things, maybe coins in your pocket. The Kaf HaChaim says, Alpi Kabbalah, maybe one should not be carrying things made of iron. I don't know if coins nowadays are what metal they're made of, but iron things specifically, iron is what is described as the dangerous metal which is used to make weapons. Now, what about davening not in the shul? Me'ikar din, not kabbalistical in yonim, but what about it? Me'ikar din? The Tzitz Eliezer says that tefillah is ma'arich yimei odom as well, just like a shul is a place where you daven. Also, davening itself, it would also be a problem, and you should not carry dangerous things with you, maybe a sword in your belt or maybe a gun in your holster while you're davening Shemona Esrei. There are those that say that it's specifically a problem when you're davening in shul because of the tziruf of these two things. You've got the tefillah, which is ma'arich yomim, and you've got your covered Beis HaKnesses to worry about as well. These two things together only is a problem. However, most poskim of the opinion that one should not be davening holding a dangerous weapon. This is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis. There's osa lahachnis kol klei zayin, any weaponry into shul. Now Rav Eliyoshev says if you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibah, let's say you're, for example, a soldier who's got his gun with him and he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibah, and he's got no safe place to put his gun down, then he is okay to come into shul with his weapon. There are others that disagree. Many disagree and say that a soldier should rather put his weapon down in a safe space and maybe stand on it and daven by himself rather than enter with his dangerous weaponry. Tzitz Eliezer says that if one undoes the gun or somehow takes it apart in a way that's no longer able to be used in its current state, then it's okay to daven. It's no longer something which is mekatzeh yomim, and it does not fit into the category that Chazal asa. Now, does this apply to only a shul, like the Shulchan Aruch writes, or does it apply to a Beis HaMedrash as well? So for that, we need to look into the Be'ah Halacha, Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Vav, Dibur Maschil Basakin Oroich, and the Be'ah Halacha writes that Mistabra Ein Nachme Bozeh Ela Ba'anoshim Da Alma Sha'asurim Le'echol Be'Beis HaMedrash. The Be'ah Halacha writes that if you're the type of person that eats in the base medrash, or Talmud Chacham who's in the base medrash a lot, and a certain heterium described in the Ramah that one can eat in the base medrash. And if you need the knife to eat, it's mutter to bring it into the base medrash. Mashma, that if you're not eating and you're not one of these Talmidei Chachamim, it would be also to bring a knife into even a base medrash, lav dafka, a base hakneses. Now the Mishnah Berurah further writes in the Be'ah Halacha there, that it's only if the Talmud Chacham needs the knife. For example, he's eating, he needs the knife to cut his apple, let's say, but he's a Talmud Chacham as well, that is mutter to eat in a base of medrash. But if he's not, then he should not bring the knife in at all. For Birkas HaMozen, when he starts benching, he should cover the knife up again in order that he can bench. We're going to see very shortly another halacha, but for the regular person bringing a knife in for no good reason into the shul, or base of medrash, that might be a problem. I understood from this that it would be okay, definitely, to give a shit about knives. So that's my head. I've definitely got a use for it. I'm doubtful whether this room itself actually has a din of a base hakneses or base medrash, as opposed to more of a function, a hall. And I've got my biggest proof right behind me. So I was careful. I'll try to be machmir myself. I brought these knives in with a bag through the front of the building, not through the actual shul itself. It might not have been so good for my collection. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch mentions specifically a long knife, a sakin oroich. Now the Kaf HaChayim, there's a bit of a machlokes posting about short knives, like what you're describing, like what I have over here. The Kaf HaChayim writes that it applies to all knives, that they need to be covered, and it mentions a long knife because even when you cover a long knife, it sticks out somewhat. However, a short knife, like what you're saying, to bring it into base medrash, unless it's covered, might be an issue.
Wait,
you're talking about when you've clicked it back in? So it might still be a problem because the blade is still visible. If you put it in your pocket, that might be a bit better, unless you want to be worried about the Kaf HaChayim who says that Al-Pikabola, one should not have anything made of iron in his pocket, which is Makatza Yomim. Now, pardon? I'm not sure if scissors are considered knives, la halacha. For example, let me bring a quick proof. In Hilchas Milah, we find that the Shulchan Aruch says you can be mal with anything, whether it's a knife, whether it's a pair of scissors, and we're noihig to mal with a knife. It's mashmal that there's a chiluk between a knife and scissors. I'm not sure if scissors fit into this category, especially as scissors aren't usually used to kill people. If you have some war scissors, which are used to kill people, then I would not bring it into the shul. There we go. Now, we're going to move on to another thing we mentioned, covering when the Talmud Chacham is in the base of Medrash and he's finished eating, he should cover the knife once he's done and ready to bench. There's a halacha on Siman Kuf Pei Sif Hei, that there's a minhag to cover the knives at the time of Birkas HaMozen. There's a minhag also not to cover it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which we're going to go into.